Now, how do we describe illegal dumping? So I put up a post yesterday, and you can still see it. There are a lot of comments about it. It was sent in to me by Amy Whelan, who lives in West Waterford. And it was some pictures of rubbish that was dumped on Sunday morning up around Cwm Shannon and the Cumara Mountains. Now, I suppose there's a general phrase people should keep in mind. Rubbish attracts rubbish, okay? So if you dump stuff, if there's stuff dumped at the side of the road or in a housing estate or wherever, other people are more likely to dump rubbish there as well. The same applies in rural areas, in scenic areas. So any bit of rubbish attracts rubbish. And some of the stuff that's dumped is just awful. It was obviously from people camping. Rosemary texted, I do go up and I bring a bag with me, and someplace I pick up bottles and cans and rubbish that people have left behind. But you can go back to the same place week after week and find more cans and bottles. Years ago, I found people had a campfire in one of my silage fields a couple of weeks before I cut it. I had to gather up all the shards of broken glass and cans before we did the silage, and it left a large burnt patch on the field. Other people saying that there should be more signage. Louise says people like this won't pay attention to signs. You shouldn't need a sign to remind people to take your rubbish home. It's just common manners. A lot of people don't have good manners these days. They should be named and shamed. Susan says it's sheer laziness and entitlement. Yeah. Another person saying you shouldn't be leaving the rubbish behind. Jimmy says you don't need bins. They fill in a day, and then other people leave rubbish beside them. And then they say, ah, the council lads will pick it all up. Bins cause more problems. Mark O'Cosick, former Green Party TD, says, I have to say, I don't think either signage or bins are the issue here. Everyone knows this is awful behaviour. If you carried it in, you can carry it out. Caroline says it happens every year on the beautiful Cunnagar. People using bushes for toilets, plenty of evidence there in the last week. There is a sign clearly saying no motorhomes or camping. I'd never object if people left nothing behind. It's disgusting. And Joan says, dirty bees. They don't care what they do so long as they don't have to clean up after themselves. And Ashley says, it's so infuriating. Many other texts. Kevin Pecker-Dunn, Adrian McAvoy, Mickey Fennessy, and others texting there. Now, let's see. Amy Whelan, who had sent me the message, is on the line. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Damien.
Thank you very much for joining me. You're you live in the Cumara area, or Mahon Falls, or whereabouts do you live? Do you mind me asking?
I'm from West Waterford.
Very
from
good.
From the Dungarvan area. Yeah.
Okay,
so
lovely. You know the Cumara very well, yeah, and it's a beautiful, and some of the walks are gorgeous, and, you know, it's generally unspoiled and generally very well kept. So what happened at the weekend?
Yeah, so I was out on Sunday morning very early, just after 7 a.m. and I was with a friend from Kilkenny, and we were heading off for a hike in Kilclooney Woods.
Beautiful,
as you say,
yeah.
One of the real gems of the county, and the sun was already up and it was shaping up to be a roasting day, as you may remember. So we'd gone early to try and avoid the real heat and to get parking. So even at that hour, I suppose it was the car park was almost full, and it's clear that there is, you know, a lot of campers who had stayed overnight.
Okay.
So as we made up our way up towards Cwm Shannon Lake, which is honestly breathtaking if any of your listeners haven't done it, but we started to pass a number of groups who were making their way back down after the camping, because they had all their gear with them. But as we got closer to the lake, what we found was really upsetting. There were multiple abandoned campsites with the fire still smouldering. But the real problem was the rubbish that they had left everywhere. So plastic bottles, cans, empty glass bottles, crisp packets, milk and carton juices, even a barbecue left behind.
A full barbecue.
So it looks, yeah.
And you sent me the pictures and we've posted them online and there's been a very strong reaction, and I was just reading out some of the comments as well. It must have obviously been some of those groups that were just coming down. Were the campsites where the rubbish was left, was it far from the car park? Just because some people would know how the geography of it, you know?
It's not too far.
Right.
It depends on your ability, you know, the descent.
Yes.
But it's very, very close to the lake itself.
Yeah, I know. And that open area there, I know it there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Like, what was your first reaction when you saw it, Amy?
Well, I was shocked because the levels of the litter were, and that's why I got in touch with you. But I suppose there were no signs up in and around the woods that say, you know, leave no trace or love this place, unlike other spots in Crewe Woods. And, you know, that might serve as a reminder for people to actually take their rubbish home. I'm not sure we need that reminder at this stage, you know, but it might help. And it might seem small, but that signage and even a few bins could help nudge people to take their rubbish home and respect the place.
Yeah, I'm just looking again at the pictures and... Like it's one thing, it's bad enough leaving, we'd say, a few bottles or something small around, but like this was industrial type sort of dumping. You'd imagine if four or five people, because it was obviously more than two people you'd see from the amount of stuff that's there. Imagine somebody in the group would have said, hey, lads or lassies or whatever, you know, we should really bring this back with us. We can't leave this here. But like what they left was just disgusting. It's just like you wouldn't do it at home.
No. And as I say, the levels of the littering, and it wasn't just that one, you know, it was scattered all around in different campsites, but it was just the one that I took the pictures of. But look, we're lucky to have these spaces, and it's up to all of us to keep them safe and clean. So, I was very disappointed.
Yeah, and there are many, many walkers. One person texted Claire to say there are lots of nice walkers I recently met who bring spare bags and pick up bottles and cans and rubbish as they hike. So there are many great people. Again, these are only a minority of people. Most people leave the areas very, very clean. But it's just horrible. It's just horrible. People shouldn't do it. And I know the council then and local groups go and try and clear it up as well. So a special mention to them, because as I say, it's a very popular area, and generally it's very clean, isn't it?
It is. It's normally spotless. It was a bit of a surprise, you know, when we came upon it at the weekend. Hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, exactly. We'll bring it up now and see what the story is, as they say. Amy, listen, keep up the great work. And isn't Cumshin on? Aren't we so lucky to have the Cumras?
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Hopefully we get more weather that we can enjoy it.
And your friend from Kilkenny, I'd say, if they had that in Kilkenny, they'd be delighted. We're so lucky in Waterford. Sometimes we don't realise it there. Amy Whelan, listen.
Thanks,
Amy. God bless. Thank you. Amy, thank you very much.